You are listening to the Self-Help Psychic Podcast with your host, Tabitha Stitt. I am a psychic medium, licensed school teacher, and I'm here to provide you with messages from the universe, spirit, source, whatever you'd like to call this higher guiding power. Your soul's purpose is here happening right now. Are you aligned or misaligned? This podcast is going to help you discover everything you're meant to be and beyond. How to find the meaning of your higher purpose? How the hell do we know? How do we figure it out? How do we find the meaning? Well, you, my dear, are in the right place at the right time. So welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm excited that you're here. So as I'm chatting, I am asking in my own mind to provide you with messages in all ways for the highest good. So if you ever decide to get a reading with me one-on-one, this is exactly what I do as well. So as I'm asking this, I'm noticing my body shift, my energy is changing, and my head is starting to actually slowly droop down a little bit. Although I'm still sitting straight up, so I always think it's interesting to explain here and there how I work. So the question is how to find the meaning of your higher purpose. We're all wanting to find this deeper sense of purpose. We all want to feel like we have a purpose. We want to feel like we have a meaningful life. We want to feel like the reason why we're here is for something meaningful. Like, what the hell are we here for? So as a human being, we naturally have this inclination to know more, to be a seeker, to adventure out, to explore, whether that's physically somewhere or internally in our own minds. We're visualizing and dreaming the possibilities of what could be. Spirit, source, God, the universe, whatever you like to think about it, or how you would like to think of it, whatever resonates with you, is wanting you to know that whatever is in your mind can be created. So you must be mindful of your thoughts, okay? So you've probably heard this a time or two. Now, this doesn't mean if you have a negative thought or a worry, it's going to manifest or be created into your reality immediately. The good thing is we can actually adjust our thoughts. So the more that you're aware of these thoughts, the more that you can adjust them accordingly. Now, this isn't to say that your thoughts are going to be perfect either, because thoughts come and go. But the more awareness that you have of what's going on internally, your feelings, your emotions, your thoughts, the more that you'll be able to create a meaningful life for yourself. Because the beautiful part about being a human in this world is that you get to create the reality that you want. Now, this isn't to say that certain things aren't going to happen. So challenges are going to happen, struggles are going to happen, people are going to pass on, we're going to have rough spots in our lives. But Spirit wants to remind you that this is actually what creates the strength within you. So these times of turbulence and extreme emotions and hurt and pain and not understanding why, this is part of building the character. This is part of creating your experiences so you can use them. Now, not everything can be fixated on being controlled. Not everything can be controlled. Right? So we have to be mindful of that, because the more attached we are to a certain reality that's happening around us, the more that we will feel out of control. You do have control of what's happening within yourself. Thus, you can create as best as you can the reality that you're wanting. So let's say something happens and you want to change it. Now, of course, nature is nature, and for example, if someone passes away, we can't physically bring them back. But this understanding that heaven is a vibration, not a location, is what my husband told me the other day. That we can create and understand that energy is what makes our reality as well. So with that being said, you can start to use this energy that you're made up of, this energy that you're consumed with, this energy that's within your mind, because everything is energy and energy is everything. You can start to use it to your advantage. you can start to create what would a meaningful life mean to you. So there's already things that reside in your heart, not physically, of course, perhaps, maybe, energetically. There are desires, there are dreams within you that probably have manifested a little bit here and there, but perhaps there are dreams, visions, things that you want to work on, things that you want to do, things that you want to try out that perhaps you have not done yet. Start to tap into those dreams. Start to visualize. Actually do it. Now, it feels good to hear this message. It feels good. It feels motivating to listen to this, but you must do the work as well. And doing the work could simply be taking a moment to either pause this or afterwards you can listen to it, but to actually start to visualize, take a moment to create in your mind. Now, if you have a hard time visualizing, you'll get better and better at it. A good way or a good practice to start visualizing in your mind is just literally look around your room and see the different colors, feel the different textures, notice the different sounds. This will help you start to visualize in your mind. So if you have a hard time visualizing, this is going to help you by just using what's in front of you. So start to visualize what it is that you want and then get into the feeling of it, okay? So create a mission for yourself. What is it? Now, this mission is going to be sort of like an umbrella per se. So no matter what role you take on, no matter what career you take on, no matter what kind of job you take on or project or experience, whatever it is, your mission statement will be sort of like an umbrella, like a holding place, like, oh, I don't know, however you want to think of it, a funnel or a circle. A place where all these different roles and experiences and feelings can reside within this mission, okay? So it's broad enough for you to understand. So for example, I love examples because I'm a teacher and I think that it's helpful when we can compare and contrast. We find it helpful, at least I do. And I know a lot of my students have and do as well. Where was I just going with that? So comparing. So an example that I have for myself here is that a mission statement for myself is that I am a channel of healing, energy, and messages to inspire and motivate and demonstrate for others to also follow and pursue their dreams, desires, purpose, passions, etc. So I am a healing channel. I am a channel for healing messages. I am a channel for healing information. I am a channel of healing energy. That statement there encompasses everything that I do. Whether I'm a teacher in the classroom, or if I'm chatting with you through this microphone and you're hearing this message, or if you get a one-on-one reading with me, or if you take one of my workshops or my courses, it's all essentially the same. I am channeling information to you. I'm relaying these messages to you. So do you see what I mean by creating a mission statement for yourself? And you want this mission statement to be aligned with both work and your personal life as well. Okay, so you don't want it to be limited to just work and or just limited to just family life or personal life. You want it to encompass both of those aspects. So begin to think about what your mission statement would look like and feel like and be like, and then that will help you understand and create and find and step fully into and align with the meaning of your higher purpose, your soul's purpose, your soul's path. You're already on your soul's path, being here as a human being, but finding alignment with it and being in alignment with it, you will feel it in your bones. You will feel it in your heart. You will know. Now, when you're misaligned, you will feel stuck. Consistently. You will feel distracted consistently. You will feel consistently bored, hurt perhaps by a relationship that you're in. You will feel like the life is being sucked out of your soul because the situation is not what your soul is calling for you to do. So all you have to do is shift. Okay, now I say all you have to do as if it's super easy. Of course, it's not going to be. Perhaps it will be. Maybe you're so sick of it that you're like, okay, I'm done. I'm over it. I'm ready to move on. But until you decide to make that choice and make that decision, which will be a little scary, but it's absolutely 100% worth it because your soul is calling you to make changes. You know this within you, okay? So make that mission statement. Don't even make it just a statement. Make it a life, a style, a this is what you do. This is how you roll. This is how you create your reality from here on out is by utilizing that mission for yourself. Now, if you don't like the word mission, think of it as your creation. Soul's goal. Think of it as your reason for being here. There you are, and I know that's going to be very, very helpful for you, but remember, Spirit is encouraging you to take this a step further. By listening to it, you're already absorbing it into your reality, into your subconsciousness, and perhaps you'll remember this later on. But in order to align even more with your soul's purpose and your higher purpose and your reason for being here, you must work. You must take this a next step forward. And in doing that, you must pause this, listen, visualize, write it out, make it your reality. Step into the role of it. Do it, see it, be it, have it. It is yours to have, or else you wouldn't be feeling it. And there you are. And so it is. Thank you so much for listening. If you have a question that you want answered about spirit, empowering yourself, or how to manifest a life you truly love, head on over to tabithastitt.com/podcast and submit your question there. Until next time, continue to tap into your intuition, take action, and trust the process. And so it is.